And we're back. It's the Taylor Report, CIUT 89.5 FM. And I am Phil Taylor. And, of course, Phil Conlon is here. And we have been joined by Joel Richardson. And Joel Richardson, last time I saw you, your persona was that you had done some wonderful murals. You got the attention of Torontonians. You got the attention of the mayor. He didn't like the murals, and he took them down, and then you put them back up. Then the next thing I knew, you had gone. You were part of the thing, the Wall Street, Occupy Wall Street. So okay, that was the last chapter. So this chapter is you're into the films.
And don't forget shutting down Ossington Street.
We used to call that
with
a
meditating
happening.
Suit man. That was a little the thing that man. Happened. But I am back with something brand new that I'm super, super excited about.
Yeah.
It's called News Now, the Brock Johnson story. It is a very dark, 100% Canadian political satire set in the imaginary capital city, starring the intrepid journalist Brock Johnson, who has fallen on very, very hard times, drug scandal, tax fraud, cocaine, prostitution charges.
Sounds familiar.
He's fallen to the bottom of the pile, and now he is he's trying to claw his way back from depression, addiction, and obscurity, and try to get back at the big time.
Through a big story.
Through a big story. He's looking for a big story.
Well,
that's right.
What's this big story about?
Well, the big story, now we have borrowed a little bit from the headlines. The big story, I don't want to give away everything, but what I will say is that Brock Johnson shares the same crack dealer as the mayor of Capital City, who is Bob Stone.
Ah, it's a good thing you make all these. Today in Toronto, any discussion of this type, your figure might end up on the front page. Somebody said, well, apparently they had the same drug dealer.
I mean, now yeah, that's right. The same drug dealer. Brock Johnson has the same drug dealer as the mayor.
Calls are being made as we speak. Check
that's
out
right.
Where is this guy, Brock? Did he work for us?
That's right.
Now are you finding this is quite a challenge for you, isn't it?
It's a big challenge. It's a big challenge. I have done some documentaries. This, however, is by far the biggest project. I've created it with my writing partner, Brock Johnson. We've gone to tremendous lengths to make it a completely ACTRA project, which is the acting union. Mm-hmm. It meant getting insurance, a major amount of insurance. It meant doing a huge amount of paperwork, getting a mentor producer to come on board. But the project has become a completely ACTRA project. We have an amazing, amazing cast starring Brock Johnson as our lead, Alan C. Peterson, who is a tremendous Canadian actor, Nahanni Johnstone, who was recently in Orange is the New Black, Kate Drummond, who's the star. She is the female lead of a video game franchise called Splinter Cell. And then Benjamin.
So this is a step down for her.
let's be kind.
I mean, but those things are big.
They're big, and you know, these people have obviously...
The fact that I don't know about them proves it, because this is strictly for people who are alive and doing things. They know, they're involved in it.
For sure. These are serious Canadian actors, and obviously they've seen something exciting and scrappy in this project. It's a very... We've teamed up with these guys from Phi Media, young, motivated guys. We're all hungry. All of us are hungry.
Yeah.
We see it as a potential breakout project, so... Yeah. We plan on shooting this pilot. We're trying to raise money for it. As a lot of people know, there's these Indiegogo sites.
Well, let's see how to do this. First of all, how do people get in on this?
Well, it's very easy. If you go to the Indiegogo site, indiegogo.com, and search News Now, the Brock Johnson story, it's very easy. It will come up. You'll see there's a video that we've produced about the project, and then you'll get to see pictures of the actors, a blurb about the project. And then the idea with Indiegogo is that you contribute and you get perks back. So we've got all kinds of very cool perks.
Ah.
You give right from $5 to $5,000.
Yeah. You need a coffee cup with his name on it.
That's right, that kind of thing.
Of his office or...
That's right. Yeah. And this is really kind of the modern model for making these kind of independent films.
I was going to mention to you that I notice more and more. I'm a Doonesbury addict.
Yes.
And he has two or three projects, which I go to. You know, he has a thing called the Archives, and you go there, and they're promoting. He has his own – he's making some kind of TV I don't know, made for TV. They used to say, maybe that's redundant. Now they're doing something where they get two or three segments of a show.
Yes.
And then people invest, and then they say, well, we'll keep it going if you want it going, right?
Absolutely. That's what we're hoping to do. We're going to shoot this pilot. We're going to chop it into five pieces, and we're going to release it as these mini webisodes, hoping to get a real following online and show that to broadcasters. Say, look, we've got these people loving our show. Yeah.
So what have you – you've made – you have some pieces at the beginning, or have you – what stage are you at?
Well, we are the stage.
I have seen some of it, by the way. It's very nice. Very good footage.
We've written it. We've put our team together. We've got our actors together. Now we're raising money to shoot the pilot. These things take a lot of money. We've got to rent locations. We've got to pay actors because it's completely ACTRA. We've got to get insurance. We've got to, you know, decorate sets. So it takes some money. So we are trying to raise money to get this pilot made. Yeah. And it's a very daring pilot that if, you know, it's a risky, exciting, off-color, pretty wild project.
By the way, that almost has to be the case, right? I mean, that's what people
Absolutely.
Are looking for now.
That's right. This is 2014.
Yeah, I've been watching, for example, I mentioned already the Doonesbury with this John Goodman has created a character where he's...
Great.
And he's very a lot more than you would get in an ordinary film and whatnot.
Well, and isn't Doonesbury one of the characters based on Hunter S. Thompson?
Yeah.
And look at Hunter S. Thompson was doing that stuff in the 70s and in the 60s. So exactly, this is 2014.
Well, as a matter
of fact. And we're in Ford Nation. Like, he's set the bar very high. Well,
yeah, but by the way, there is no avoiding it. I mean, people immediately see this and they think, okay, Rob Ford. I mean,
well, absolutely. There's a definite parallel.
Some sort of perfect storm going on here. We have this, you know, a daily drama, melodrama being played out with a lot of comedy in the press, and then folks like you come along, and then there's books. There's a new book out today about
Crazy
Ford
Town.
Called Crazy Town.
Robin Doolittle, hello.
It's they're almost like, you know, this guy can compete. You know, I mean,
he's a fighter, man.
You think,
absolutely,
oh, that would be too gross to have him do this. I said, no, it's not going to be too.
I
gross.
Know.
I think this guy can gross this.
Yeah.
He can do it.
Well, as we're
all
writing,
remember the talk about. You know, where his pardon the expression, taste in women. You know, that is very strange.
That's right.
But so now, he took an interest in you the last time. When you were doing Murrow's, actually got into a little, I don't know if he directly addressed you, but he did come down and take your Murrow's down.
That's
Is he going to try to take your show down?
Are you saying I don't? Like a personal grudge match with myself and Mayor Ford?
Yeah.
Not as of yet.
I would not recommend it.
No.
He seems to be able to deploy people.
That is for sure.
Places.
That's for sure. I am voting for Bob Stone this time, personally.
Yeah.
Which reminds me can I plug our event on Saturday night?
Plug anything you like.
Great.
Just get the time right.
Yeah,
place,
that's right. So on Saturday night at 955 Bloor Street West, the Storefront Theater, we will be having an event to, again, help raise money to shoot our pilot. It is a campaign launch for our fictional mayor, Bob Stone. And again, I really encourage people to go to the Indiegogo
site.
They get
the chance to see him.
They can hear him. They can
see
him.
Mayor.
They can shake his hand. He's going to make a statement about his upcoming campaign. And I really encourage people to come out.
And we have Bob Stone in the studio here today, right?
I mean, no, that's Brock Johnson.
Oh, that's Brock
this
Johnson.
Is Brock Johnson is the star of the show. Yeah, absolutely, that's right. Good point, Phil. We do have, but I understand he's slightly barred from radio.
Yeah.
So until the lawyers work that out, I don't think he's allowed on the air.
Until when
North
we start
America.
Doing radio in bars,
that's right.
You should ask maybe Don Cherry to come and help him launch the campaign, because Don Cherry loves Toronto mayors.
Absolutely. I understand.
Oh, by the way, does this mayor have a town? Is the town have a name? What is?
It's Capital City.
Capital City.
Also called Central City.
Central City.
It depends on the moment, but it's known mostly as Capital
City. You know,
we're
working very hard in bringing back Hogtown, officially.
Yeah.
I mean, we're close. We're just on the edge of that.
Yeah.
Well,
you know, I'm a vegan, so I'm a little touchy about the whole hog town.
I have to admit, I have problems with my vocabulary. I'm still talking about movies. Now, then I use words like video, and people look at me. And then there's other stuff. So, This will be shot in. Describe the mechanics. What type of what form is this in, and how will it eventually be available to people and that kind of thing?
You know, assuming we get all the money we need, please support, guys. Indiegogo News Now, the Brock Johnson story. We're going to shoot it on a high, you know, a high-end Red Cam, which is a really great digital video camera. Mm-hmm. Again, we're working with some great people. So yeah, it would be shot digitally. It'll be edited, mixed all together. We're trying to get great Canadian musicians to give songs for the soundtrack. Mm-hmm. So it's a really all Canadian. And then, like I said, the idea is to chop it into five pieces, release it as a web series, get a following, and hopefully attract the attention of a real broadcaster. We see it as a real TV show.
Yeah.
In the Eastbound and Down kind of vein.
Yeah. And say that again. The what vein?
Eastbound and Down is a big show out of the States about
See, that's I live in the wrong part of Texas. I don't even know about this.
Yeah. You know lots, though, Phil.
Yeah. Now, tell me, okay, so again, to get with it, I mean, you have two or three particular sites, but is it called Indiegogo?
Indiegogo, IndieGogo.com.
Mm-hmm.
And you just type in News Now, the Brock Johnson story, and you'll see it. Or you could even Google News Now, the Brock Johnson story. We got a YouTube page, got a Facebook page. Everything links back to the Indiegogo. There's an Indiegogo link on everything. And we so appreciate people's support. Mm-hmm. It's a really tough thing to do, but we've really been putting our hearts and souls into this. And again, there's great perks.
Yeah. Now, by the way, you're performing this. You're going to be one of the actors. Am I right?
No. I was in the video because the format of the Indiegogo is for the filmmakers themselves to appeal directly to the audience. Say, hey,
And you're the producer.
I'm a co-creator with Brock Johnson, the real Brock Johnson. And so we are the co-creators. I'm also producing it, and I'll be directing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
Well, everybody wants to direct. I mean, that's what they said. That was Mother Teresa's last wish, right?
Really, to direct,
said, is there anything you'd really want to do? And she said, well, I would like to, I'd like to direct. Apparently it didn't work out. Well, let's go back to remind people. I think of you as you're very good at this. Suits. You're the man, and the suits are in the mural.
Yeah.
And then you had the suits... occasion. You produced a bunch of people at an intersection.
That's right, twice.
Suddenly.
Once in the financial district, then the next time we shut down a section of Ossington Avenue.
Yeah.
In.
Well, now, the people who, incidentally, I happen to love murals, and believe me, yours are quite striking, and they're still there. I mean, people can go, it's the DuPont Underpass.
DuPont Underpass, just west of Lansdowne.
Just west of Lansdowne, the center of the city.
That's
the
right.
The very center of the city.
Junction now, Triangle.
Yeah, and it was a great victory, by the way, that you got that back up and protected, it became a historic site. Now, the people, though, who follow your work as an artist and muralist, you expect they cross over? In other words, they're going to say, oh, now...
For sure.
My favorite muralist is now making films.
Well, they're going to see a through line, for sure, the politics. My work has been political since I started painting, so they're going to see that through line. Politics, the suits, the style, absolutely. And it's also, my work has always been a little bit gonzo. So this, you know, we were talking about Hunter S. Thompson earlier. There's that total connection. So I would think that
he has become a saint, that the Gonzo,
yeah, that's right.
The Gonzo figure.
Man.
Everybody would like to be able to do that.
That's right.
Johnny Depp played the character. And
I realized, you know, I'm very different than him. I don't believe in the same use of excess necessarily.
Yeah, you don't look like you're suffering from, too much drugs,
no,
too much alcohol.
No, just the right amount.
Driving all night from here to Las Vegas.
That's right.
To be late for the show and then
shoot
the producer. Yeah.
That's right.
Well, I hope that, by the way, I hate to... to bring up old New York, but they did the Wall Street Occupy people really liked your work. They brought you
absolutely
down there.
That's
I was
right
very impressed.
A few times
they put up the they did more than once.
Well, I ended up going to Catskill to New York on a whole bunch of occasions.
The fact is, the whole damn world wants to know what it is about what the water are like here that creates these extremely colorful mayors, but particularly the latest one. And, I mean, I know that tonight I'll be able to turn on various U.S. stations. Letterman will have a joke.
For sure.
John Stewart and these people. I hope they realize, you know, that you have a production of this type because, you know, it's an analogy. I mean, people could look at your film and say, oh, okay, now I get it.
Yeah. And part of, like, the idea with us, we think that would be really fun if we get the support, is to have this show going during the mayoral election. This is going to be a crazy, crazy mayoral election. We'd like to be in on it.
Absolutely. You could end up, you never know. Stone might win. Is it Stone's the name of the
Bob Stone, that's right. Well, Bob Stone for mayor.
I've learned to talk about scripts a bit. What's the backstory on this guy? Who is Bob Stone?
Well, the backstory on Bob Stone is his father ran the biggest security company in Capital City. He was a bit of a don. Uh-huh. And he's got a sister, very evil sister, Sharon Stone, not the actress.
Not the actress.
Again, played by Nahanni Johnstone, who is drop-dead gorgeous.
Yeah. Well, that is a recommendation. I need to tell the listeners. Yes.
So that's a little bit of his backstory.
So his father was in security business.
That's right, private security.
And he did all right, I gather.
He did, like gangbusters.
And, so he does he, Mayor Stone, abuse the powers that he inherited from through the family?
Well, I would really encourage people to tune in and go to the News Now Indiegogo site and, you know, support it and find out. But Mayor Stone is a thug. I got to make sure I'm calling the right mayor. Mayor Stone is definitely a thug. Yeah. He's dangerous, but we have created a bit of a parallel universe. It's a little bit of an altered reality. It's not exactly the real world. We're having fun with it.
Yeah, well, you realize it is a competitive situation because what Torontonians, for example, do not think they're living in a real world now.
That's
so if they
run
into what you're doing, they're going to just say, wipe their brow, you know, and say,
that's right.
What else can happen? That's what they're going to say. Yeah. Well, we're speaking to Joel Richardson, and Joel is quite famous for his murals, and now he's working on his great project. And tell us now again. Give us the full picture. It's the title of the show and how people can get in on it.
Yeah, News Now: The Brock Johnson Story. You go to Indiegogo.com, search News Now: The Brock Johnson Story. And you can donate as little as $5. We tremendously appreciate
And you can donate more.
You can donate as much as you want. We are willing to accept your money.
Yeah. Well, hey, Joel, we're really grateful you could take the time to come in. We appreciate it very much. We wish you success. Maybe we can, as the production rolls along and you have the story unfolds, maybe get you yourself and the mayor or the candidate.
We would love that. We would absolutely love it. I always love being on the Taylor Report. Phil, I'm a big fan.
Well, that's a nice sign-off because you've been listening to the Taylor Report. It's CIUT 89.5 FM. We've been talking to Joel Richardson, and we wish him success, and we'll see you next week.